What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. And today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for our November update with Jamestown Parks and Recreation and the Two Rivers Activity Center, we have Parks and Rec Executive Director Amy Walters. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you again for joining us. It is an extremely busy time for those facilities. We've got a great indoor opportunity, some fantastic outdoor opportunities. But let's start with the announcement of this Festival of Trees, which we read about. This sounds like so much fun for the foundation.
Right. We're really excited. Jamestown Parks and Recreation has had a foundation since 2006. But really, the foundation board of directors has looked at the mission of the organization and just really wanting to step out and be more active in the community. And so this is our first kind of special event fundraiser to support the foundation, which in turn supports scholarships for those individuals and families that can't otherwise afford to participate in our programs or afford membership. We're going to be looking at hopefully in the future growing to a matching grant opportunity to support our facilities. So we're really excited about the Festival of Trees. It is scheduled to open to the public on November 28th with open house viewing. So we have solicited sponsors for trees. We still have a few open spots. So if your organization or business or just you personally would like to donate and decorate a tree, we're asking for 4 to 7 foot trees fully decorated. And then there'll be open house viewing again. This will all be held at the bunker. So folks can come in starting November 28th from 5 to 7 p.m. and just, you know, wander through. We'll have some cider and cocoa and you can check out the trees. There'll be an opportunity to bid on those trees. So we'll have an online app that folks can participate in an auction. And then all of that's accumulating into a special event where we'll have some wine and appetizers on Friday, December 7th, again, from 5 to 7. So we know that this is such a busy time of year for people, but we still want to get together and have a little bit of fun. So at that event, we're hoping to have some music and, like I said, wine and appetizers and just have a good time with people to gather. And then bidding will close that night at 6:30. So we're really excited. I think right now I just was working on tickets and sponsors. I want to say we have 18 trees that are already spoken for. So like I said, we still have room if you'd like to support the foundation in that way. But we're really looking forward to kind of a unique, fun event to maybe start the holiday season off.
Yeah, I love that idea and learning more about the foundation and them getting more involved. So that's a great opportunity for that too.
Right. And
so,
what I should say about the trees, if you are one of the lucky ones to successfully win the bid for the tree, you can choose to take it home fully decorated, or you can pay a little extra and our parks operations team will work to have them delivered to whatever location. Or as a third option, maybe you just really want to bid on a tree and don't have room for it, but you can donate it back to a family in need.
Okay.
Wow. So we have a few options for that and other ways to support the community as well.
Fantastic. Raising money and helping out those programs, like Amy said. Amy, let's talk about Run Now, Gobble Later.
Yes. So I know that we've all heard of turkey trots and all of those things. And so we thought, you know, let's give it a shot. Wanting to plan it a little bit before the Thanksgiving Day, and we're trying to cram everything into one day. So we're looking at the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, actually. So the evening before, Wednesday, November 23rd, 5:30 p.m. Our hope is that maybe we'll get a little bit of a warm up here. I have been fearful to look at the long range forecast, but that we could run it outside at McElroy Park.
Cool.
So race headquarters start and end would be at the main park and recreation office, and then we'd be able to use the park. If that is not the case, we luckily have an indoor facility and we'll be looking to move it indoors at track.
So we'll have more information. Keep an eye on social media.
Registration's
as always. Registration
open right now, and we have some really fun socks for folks that are going to participate.
So. I am super excited. That's a great way to maybe burn some calories before eating your calories back the next day. So Amy, the 3-on-3 tournament, I know we've talked about this quite a bit, but this is a pretty important fundraiser as well for
it
track,
is.
Right?
Yes. So it is the sole fundraiser that right now supports the scholarship program at Two Rivers Activity Center. Center. So this is a 3-on-3 basketball tournament all the way from grade 3 up to adult. So we do have an open division. So we run 3rd through 8th grade, and then anyone over older than that can play in our open division. Registration for that is actually due today. So if you're interested, give Track a call, get your name on the list so that they can start to build the brackets and get that information back out to the teams. That 3-on-3 is scheduled for this upcoming Sunday, November 20th.
Okay, November 20th for that. And one more event to mention, Wrench Grind, December 3rd.
Yes. So this is another new fun activity that we're trying. It's a Wrench Grind obstacle course challenge. So, you know, think of flipping tires, lifting heavy things, those types of things scheduled for December 3rd, 9 a.m. We actually have a training program going on right now for folks that wanted to train to prepare for the event. Cool. You don't have to have participated in the training to be able to sign up and participate in the event. Again, that registration is available online as well.
Very good. Amy Walters, again, Jamestown Parks and Recreation Executive Director, our guest right now on Let's Talk About It. Again, follow all those social medias, all those posts, all available registrations can all be found there. Pictures with Santa. We're going to do this as well, Amy.
Yes, we are. And I unfortunately know I have heard that there might be some other entities in town that are looking at doing pictures with Santa. And I was disappointed to see that we were doubling up, but I think we'll continue to do that. And I think it's just our community saw that as something in need. Sure. We had for a long, long time. And we had Santa and Mrs. Claus at the mall. And that wasn't an option the last few years. So we're looking at doing Sunday, December 11th. And for the ticket, they'll get lunch. Santa will read a story. We'll have a craft for the kids to do and then have their opportunity to take pictures with Santa. If folks don't want to do the whole event, they can also just get in line to take a photo. And we are working also to do paws with claws. So hoping we can take some pet pictures as well. That will all be held at the bunker. So save the date, Sunday, December 11th, and we will have more details coming soon.
Absolutely. Always more details will be available. And Open Skate, we've got some dates set for this.
We do, yes. So I know that folks are always kind of wondering, when are the next Open Skates coming up? And what I'll tell people is if you're interested in Open Skate, follow the John L. Wilson Arena Facebook page. That is where all the Open Skates are posted. We host many teams in the facility, so we work our open skate times into those game and practice schedules. So we don't always know real far ahead when those open skates are, but please watch our Facebook page because that is where you will know when they are posted. This week, upcoming Saturday, the 19th, we have open skate from 11:30 to 12:30. And then again on Sunday, the 20th from 7 to 8 p.m.
Perfect. All right. So take advantage of those. And again, like Amy said, Wilson Arena Facebook page for that. Let's move into the changing of the seasons. I know that some of those outdoor facilities have kind of changed a little bit, but there's still going to be some more of those outdoor activities to take.
Yes, right. We do have, unfortunately, Mother Nature maybe hit us hard with that reality here this week. So folks are starting to think about sledding and cross-country skiing and all of that. And so just to share with folks what we have planned for those winter snow months. Currently, the warming house at the bunker is open. So the bunker is where the sledding hill is. Those hours are Monday through Friday, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 11 to 5:30, and Sunday, 11 to 5:30. So some of those hours may be adjusted based upon any private rentals we have in the bunker, but the sledding hill is available for folks to use. They're on the west end of Hillcrest Golf Course. We will also have warming houses available at Meidinger and McElroy Park in the location of our skating rinks. So it's a little too early. Yes, we have snow, but the ground's still a little warm to get a decent freeze on the rinks. But we will be working to do that here in the several upcoming days and weeks. And so as soon as we open those, we'll let everyone know. And then we are looking at something a little bit different this year, is we're looking to move the cross-country ski trail, which has traditionally been at Hillcrest Golf Course. We're looking at moving that down to McElroy Park. We're hoping by bringing it into a little bit more of a sheltered area. We won't have to fight the blowing and the drifting and those types of things as we try to keep the trail groomed.
Sure.
The reality is we live in North Dakota and we know that there's going to be blowing and drifting, but we feel like we might be a bit more successful in moving that ski trail down to McElroy Park. And then we'll also be looking at moving our ski rentals to the warming house at McElroy Park. So, and that's the same thing also with skating at Wilson Arena and the open skates. We have skates available for people to rent, and we also have the cross country skis available for rental.
Awesome. Yeah. So take advantage of some of those. And I wanted to go back. I missed this, Amy. We want to remind people Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Some change in time.
Yes. Yep. For holiday hours, this month, we'll deal with next month later. But here in November, all of our facilities are closed for Thanksgiving Day. Our administrative offices and parks operation office continues to be closed through that Friday. However, Two Rivers Activity Center and the Winter Sports Building will both be open on Friday.
Perfect. And then along with that, maybe stop by track and get signed up for some of those rec programs.
Yes. Yep. We also have here, as we kind of look at the change of seasons, we have some recreation programs that are starting. Girls volleyball for grades 1 through 4. Registration is open and scheduled to begin December 3rd. And then we also, for the youth, have boys basketball that's upcoming for grades 1 through 4. That is scheduled to begin January 28th. So you still have plenty of time, but just sure. People are asking. So I thought we'd talk about it.
Sure.
And registration will be coming soon on that. And then we don't want to forget about the adults. Adult Basketball League will also be looking to start January 12th. So start to get your team together and your captains organized and all of those things.
Very good. One more time, Amy Walters, our guest right now, and let's talk about it. And let's get rid of these now hiring signs, Amy, right? Let's flip these over.
Oh my goodness. If you could figure that out, Warren, our community would be ever grateful. But yes, we do have actually two full-time positions that we're looking to hire. Our learning center director, and then a facility maintenance position at Two Rivers Activity Center. So, and then our part-time position. So sure. Ongoing need for lifeguards, and also looking for aides in our learning center. And then with the upcoming season of Adult Basketball League, we are looking for officials and scorekeepers for that. So with that, that's, you know, a commitment of a couple of hours, one night a week. So anyone that would maybe like to earn some quick cash running up and down the court, let us know, reach out, and we'd be happy to get you on the schedule for Thursday evenings.
Perfect. And again, when it comes to all of these events and keeping up to date with them, those opportunities, jobs, rec programs, everything, there's multiple ways to do that. And I know social media is a big part of that. Right?
It is, yes. And what I would tell people is, you know, look to our websites, mm-hmm. which have the most detailed information. So trackjamestown.com or jamestownparksandrec.com. That's going to be your quickest source of most detailed information with links to the appropriate registration and all of those types of things. For the facility updates, you know, quick info about events and programs, yes, follow us on social media. All of our facilities have Facebook pages, Instagram, all of those things to stay up to date with everything we have going on. And then Warren, you're always great about helping us share the word through the press releases and everything else. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So watch newsdakota.com when those come through, Amy. But as always, thank you for stopping by and joining us today on Let's Talk.
Thanks for having me.